Hi.
Hello.
Oh, goodness, Neil.
Yes.
We started this episode without doing a reading.
And what does that mean, though,
It
Claire?
means we're doing a quickie. But
Quickie.
who are we?
Hi, I'm Neil.
And I'm Claire.
And this is FMK Lit.
Where usually we read two romance novels.
A straight one and a queer one.
And then we play Fuck, Marry, Kill with the characters.
But today we're doing something a little different.
Today, we've decided that we are going to go back in time a little bit and reference a book we've read previously.
Yes. Go back in time to the year of our Lord 2019.
Is in the
Twas a
before
different
times.
time.
Yeah, it was a different time.
Goodness. So what are we doing, Claire? What are we referencing? What did I not prepare for?
Today, we are going to watch Red, White, and Royal Blue, which is a movie adaptation of Casey McQuiston's novel of the same name.
Indeed, indeed. That was fun. That was one of our live episodes. We did it in person, dating ourselves there, with our friends at Books Inc. We interviewed Casey McQuiston as part of her tour for Red, White, and Royal Blue, which was good fun.
Yeah, and we even had like a guest host because I wasn't able to make that one. Meg Trowbridge,
Yes,
of the
friend of
pod,
the show.
friend of the show, friend of the pod.
So and you ended up reading the book after,
Yes.
but yes, okay, so you know what we're doing, or you know what to expect, sort of ish, but that was in the before times.
That wasn't the before. I did a very quick review, but and I was like, okay, I think I remember these things happening.
I did not. So
Oh.
I'm curious to see what moments happened in the movie. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that in the book. I remember very much enjoying this book. I think if I remember correctly. Oh, but also I might be confusing it with that other book we read about the president's son and the bodyguard.
Ooh, I maybe.
Remember,
Oh,
because
I do remember.
my thing was like, oh, at the end it seemed like a complete sort of like, oh, but we always support it, but I couldn't remember if it was Red, White, and Royal Blue or that other book or maybe both. That at the end it was sort of like a 180 of like, oh, of course we accept you.
Oh my God, I literally don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay, well, just FYI for everybody out there, I think like a lot of people are really forgiving about spoilers for books because lots of people don't read books and they're like, yeah, whatever. But people are way different feeling about spoilers for movies. And we are going to spoil this movie. So
Yeah.
here's two things. One, we're going to say like where we're pausing so that if you want to, you can stop and pause with us and go watch the movie and then come back and pick up the podcast. And then we'll also be picking it up and being like, holy shit, we just watched it. Because this is before Neil and I have watched the movie. And in a little
Yes.
bit, it will be after Neil and I have watched the movie.
Ooh, the joys of time travel.
And Neil and I are also not watching the movie together, so we won't be have any like idea of what the other one was feeling about the movie when they were watching it.
It'll be like what that will be like when we read the books, because we
Yes.
don't read them together. I mean, we read
Yes.
them at the same time, just not together, so.
Yeah. So if anybody out there doesn't like to be spoiled or you want to make up your own opinion, absolutely just go watch the movie, read the book, whatever you got to do and come back.
Whatever you got to do.
But now is a pretty good time to do that. But also, I kind of want to talk about Neil. What are
Yes.
your kind of expectations and predictions?
I expect that I'm going to I expect that I'm going to watch it and be reminded of moments from the book as I'm watching it. I expect that I'll be reminded of something from the book that's not in the movie or that they changed for the movie, which I know happens. That's a thing that happens, but I'll just be like, oh yeah, why didn't they do that moment or whatever? Like, I bet they're gonna slim down a character or
Oh, yeah.
something. So I expect that. I expect I'll enjoy it. I also expect it will be full of famous people that I have absolutely no idea who they are. That will come back and you'll be like, oh, I can't believe they got so and so to do this part. And I'll be like, I have no idea who that is because apparently I have not seen a movie made after, I don't know, 2012. Because I don't know who the, I don't know who famous people are anymore. And I also expect, if you'll remember, I think it was one of my hot and bothered. There was a whole foo-foo-rah about how there were condoms in one of their love scenes.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to expect that I'm going to see that and be like, I never would have noticed anything except people on the internet got mad about the fact that we had to remind them that STIs exist.
That might be it. That might be. Yeah. That might definitely happen.
Those are my predictions. I don't remember the book well enough to be like, oh, they're going to change this part or they're not going to pull off this part or whatever, whatever. I don't remember the book well enough. So I'm hedging my bets and going very general.
I think I'm going to like it. I think I'm going to like it and feel kind of glowy and happy after it the way I do after a good romance. You know, I'm just going to be like, oh, you know, feeling boppy and like, ready to talk. Like I think I'm gonna feel that good about it, not like with the movie we saw that was about dogs.
Oh god.
Where I felt like, you know, like the whole world was against me somehow. I think that I'm gonna, you know, I haven't actually looked at the casting really, but there's just gonna, I just have this feeling I'm not gonna be happy with whoever they're casting for the prince. I don't know why. Like for some reason I'm just gonna be like, but not that guy. I don't know why.
I'm sure we would have heard this if this were true, but what if it were some American or Canadian with a really terrible British accent? I know it's not because we would have heard about it, but
But I also feel like I'm terrible at recognizing when accents are bad, and you're gonna have to tell me that. So okay. I'll say something like, I feel like there's something off about that guy, and you're like, yeah, he was not English.
Like there's something off about it. Yeah, he sounded like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins. That was not a good accent.
What wrong with that, brother?
I'm the Prince of England, Pip Pip. I done what blew the president's son, innit?
Shall I get up your chimney with a sweep?
But I'll wear me rubber first. Hear that, people on the internet?
We deserve a Cockney prince.
Do we?
And oh. I think I'm going to have feelings about how Texas is portrayed because I do remember that.
That's right.
The president's son is from Texas. I think they're all from Texas, not just him. And so I think I'm going to have feelings about how Texas is portrayed, but I don't really know what those feelings are going to be.
Oh, that's right. Isn't there there's a scene at like a lake house in Texas, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I remember liking it in the book because I remember feeling like, oh, Casey McQuiston went to Texas, like,
mm-hmm.
or has been there or lived there or something. Like I felt good about it, but like, I don't know. Maybe it'll be different when it's in a movie.
I will say, because I had the browser open on Amazon with the little thumbnail, and he was wearing like a Navajo pattern sweater. So.
All right. We'll see. Feelings. A sweater in Texas. It's already wrong. Especially if it's summer. If it's summer and he's wearing a sweater in Texas, I'm going to throw things.
Hopefully it's something that he brought with him to London.
All right. Well, okay. I think these are all very good. Anything else before we shove off into our movie adventure?
I don't think so. Oh, also, if I'm remembering correctly, the sex scenes are basically softcore porn. So we might see a butt.
I mean, they were pretty sexy in the book. I'd be upset if they didn't do them sexy in the movie.
Yeah. But I mean, like, we might see a butt.
A butt. Ooh, dude butt.
Dude butt.
Okay, well, that sounds
Yeah.
good to me.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So we're gonna pause this and start the movie right now.
And we're
Woo!
back.
And we are in the future. Well,
We're in the future.
for you listeners, it is the past, the present. What is time?
Seconds, mere seconds. We're like, goodbye, we'll see you in a minute. Hello,
Time has passed. We have absorbed media. Okay.
Okay, well,
Should we just dive in?
yes, let's just dive in.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, I want to go through over my predictions and expectations really quickly.
Sure,
And
sure.
then we'll hit yours. So one, I felt that I'm gonna feel glowy and happy afterwards. And honestly, I don't.
Oh.
I mean, I had a good time. I enjoyed the
Yeah.
movie. There was lots of fun in it. I don't know. I didn't get the the lift feeling I thought I
Is it
was gonna
because you're
get.
homophobic?
Yes, 100%. It is. It is my homophobia.
Knew it.
You know it. No, it's because I'm a Republican. No, wait, I mean.
Huh? You're in Texas for how long, and all of a sudden.
Shit, man. No, I just, you know, it just, I don't know. It just wasn't as bouncy fun as I was hoping it was going to be. And we'll get into why in a. And then that I'm not going to be happy with the casting of the prince. And honestly, not my fave.
Oh, I thought he did a good job.
I thought he did a good job too. And he's handsome. He had nice, big, full, pouty lips, and he made sad eyebrow all the time.
He is British.
He's British, and he is British, and I thought he did RP very well, as far as I could tell. I don't know. Is it because I could tell he wasn't blonde? And I thought, why? You know, heaven forbid we have two brunettes fall in love with each other. But
I don't
I
think
just.
that's, I think that's illegal,
Yeah,
actually.
I think so. I just didn't like his hair coloring, I think. I don't know. He was fine. He was fine.
I don't feel bouncy because I didn't like the prince's hair color. Oh,
He was fine.
Claire,
I thought he was a
you're
good
worse than the
actor.
condom people.
Oh my God, the condom people. And we're gonna get into that. The condom people should shut their faces. And then am I going to have feelings about how Texas is portrayed? Yes.
I have a question
They
for
were never
you.
in Texas, is a
Yeah, I
big
was gonna
thing. They
say
were never in Texas.
that house at the end
Not a
when they go,
Texas house.
I was gonna say that looked very Midwest to me.
Very Midwest.
Yeah.
One, there were sidewalks. Texas really doesn't have sidewalks.
I mean, it was Austin. Austin has like five sidewalks. I have been there. I have walked on them.
I mean, but you've also been in Austin and okay, well, for one, the windows are smaller in Texas because it's hot.
Because
Like
it's hot as balls.
and it's also muggy. So it's not like you get seasons where you can open the windows and let the airflow cool the house down as you can in most of the rest of the country. It just doesn't happen. Two, yeah, that house wasn't. But I mean, I would say the rest of it, sure, whatever. Vaguely Texas. I was sad that they were drinking Coronas and not a Texas beer. There are several Texas beers, and Casey McQuiston mentions one in the book, but they did not drink them in the movie.
That's fair. I also not to harp on that house at the end, but he's like, there's that joke. It's like, oh, you all working class. I'm like, that is a two-story house in Austin. That is not working class.
Yeah. No, and I also was like a little bit because so what they did on the day of the shoot was they show them going into the house and closing the door. They show that there's stairs directly near the front door so that you can imagine them running up the stairs and turning on a light on the second floor to show they're just going to go and fuck right away, which I think is adorable and fine. But the thing is, the dialogue was actually still going. And the dialogue was, "Do you want to show me around?" Sure. And like, it was really chill. There was no sense that they were going to have sex or anything right away. So also, that's just not a Texas house. It is just not a Texas house. And that wasn't even. And I'm really curious because they obviously still own that. Okay, this is listeners. I'm so sorry. This is not important. They obviously still own the president of the United States decided to continue owning that house. But her and her husband own a much nicer house, obviously, in the hill country outside of Austin. That's like got like this beautiful back porch. That's not where they just own this other house that they just never.
It's because the husband is still a congressperson for that district. For Austin.
Or something.
Because remember, he had that really great line, I'm the patron saint of gender-neutral bathrooms in Austin. So I think he still needs to have an Austin residence.
So, but is he a House representative or is he a senator?
I don't know.
Because I guess
they just said congressperson.
That's true. I mean, because if he was a House representative, yes, I think he would still have to have that house in Austin. But if he's in the Senate... Anywhere in Texas is fine.
I don't know either.
Anyway, it just wasn't correct for me. None of that was correct. It doesn't even matter. None of that's important. But that just goes to like my expectations and feelings and predictions. And I will have to say one was untrue. The second one was true. The third one was true. Neil, and you?
Yes. Okay. I don't remember. Did you write them down?
One is that you expected to be reminded from moments of the book, both in like suddenly your mind is like, oh my God, now I remember all the plot parts of the book.
Mm-hmm.
But also that you'd be like, and that's not true. And that's worse. That's better. Things like that.
As soon as they were at the wedding and they showed the giant cake, I was like, oh, that's right. The part with the cake.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about the cake. I think the only thing that stuck out to me, and it could just be how I interpret it, the part where they're at the bar and he's singing karaoke, in my mind, or maybe in the book, I do not remember, it was a more crowded, gayer bar.
It was definitely more of a party.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, I think that's it. But yeah, there were definitely times. Like, I forgot that there was the grandfather until Stephen Fry showed up. I was like, oh, that's right.
Because I thought the queen was... I thought in the book it was the queen and not a king.
Yeah. So, I don't know why... I don't know if this is true in the book or if they did this for the movie for some reason because they got Stephen Fry. I don't know. But he was the king. Like, he was the reigning king. And their mom was not the queen then? I don't know. It was very confusing to me.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I did look up one thing just because I couldn't remember. I thought, because in the book, I thought he was like next in line to the throne because they kept calling him the Prince of Wales. And you can only be the Prince of Wales if you're next in line.
Yeah. But he wasn't because there was the older brother's wedding.
Right.
Yes. So he...
Maybe that was just something that was wrong in the book?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think... I'd have to reread it, but I feel like in the book, the queen was the queen. Because their mom... If their grandfather is the king, their... mother would not be the queen and they would not be princes.
Right.
Unless he had abdicated, but then he wouldn't be the king. He'd be the... I don't know.
Well,
I know there's the queen mother. I don't know if there's the king father.
The king. Yeah, you're always the king until you die. Because remember, the king who did abdicate before World War II.
Uh-huh.
He was still referred to as the king, wasn't he? by some people, even though he wasn't the king
It's not
anymore.
important.
It's not important. Anyway, I really think both the movie and the book fucked up the monarchy in weird ways that they never got into.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I do remember specifically in the book, his father in the book was an actor. And then he died.
Yes, which they did mention in the movie.
That he was an actor?
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember that. All I remember is they did briefly mention my father died, but I don't
It
remember
was
anything else.
when I think it was in the same scene where he said his whole name.
Okay.
It's like, oh, my father was an actor, blah blah blah, Fox, so my full name is, yeah.
Okay. Like, I just don't understand how the royal family works in either reality.
Yeah. You'd think somebody would have said something.
Yeah. Also, in the book
Yeah,
are.
because remember in the scene in the hospital, he says that his mom is the Duchess of something, which means that she's not the queen, which means that he's not a prince.
Right.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. It does not matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But one more. So in the book, I do remember though that the American, our first son, had a sister. Like that was a big part,
Yes.
but like the sister's part is cut from the
Yeah.
movie.
Yes. But there's the friend, so it's fine.
Yeah, but she's like also barely there and
Yeah.
like I don't
I
know.
mean, it was a fairly long book, so we knew that
It
they weren't going to
was.
keep everything.
I knew they were gonna keep like. Oh, I do have a question because I don't remember the museum moment from the move from the book. Was that in the book?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It because I was like, wait a minute. So I'm down with him having a secret key to get out of the palace. I'm not sure if I'm down with him having a secret key to get into the museum. And also, like, just be able to walk there? How did he get there? Because
Well,
like, well, they were at Kensington,
they
right?
were at Kensington
I
and it
mean,
was the V&A.
that's not too far from the museum.
I'd have to look at a map.
But
I
I
don't
think it's
know.
far enough away. It's hard to walk. It's
He's a
not
prince.
important.
He can get an Uber. It's fine. A royal Uber.
A royal Uber. Anyway,
Anyway.
so but any other like moments from the book that you were either the other moments you were reminded of from the book or that.
Not really. It all sort of like slowly came back a bit. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Oh yeah. But nothing except for the cake. I remembered like that was definitely a moment that was like, oh yeah, I forgot about the whole cake thing. And I realized how much in my mind I conflated this book with the other book we were talking about, the one about the
The
president's son and the
bodyguard.
Secret Service agent. Yeah.
All right. One of your next expectations was that you would enjoy it. Did you enjoy
I
it?
did enjoy it. I got a little choked up at the end when they had the people outside of Buckingham Palace that obviously wasn't outside of Buckingham Palace. But that's fine. And then when Uma Thurman got reelected, that choked me up a little bit. 'Cause I'm like, oh God, in this an election year, wouldn't it be nice if someone just as cool as Uma Thurman's character was elected to be president? I don't know Uma Thurman personally, so I don't know. But her character seemed like the sort of person that I would want to be president of the United States. So, yeah,
Yeah, I'd be down with
I
that.
enjoyed it. I thought it was sexy. The pining, the chemistry was good. The jokes, there's some good jokes in there.
The jokes were good.
Yeah. The president's personal secretary, aide, whoever she was, Zara,
Oh, she's great. I could have
who
done with
was one of
more
my,
Zara.
she
Like,
was one of my favorites in the book. And
I almost
this
wanted to cut like the best friend character even and just have Zara more.
fair. The scene where she finds him in the closet in the hotel room and she has that whole like freak out all over her face. Oh my God, it was so good. Oh, so good.
I did enjoy that. I enjoyed that very much. All right, your next expectation was to expect not to know who celebs are.
I didn't know I did not know Uma Thurman or Stephen Fry or the dad, I forget his name, that actor. I didn't know they were in it. I was excited to see them. But I didn't know who anyone else was. And I know that the prince has done other stuff. I'm sure that the president's son has done other stuff. I have no idea who they are.
Yeah, I'm also sure they've done other stuff, but I don't know who they. I mean, I feel most of them probably have, but yeah, I
Oh,
think
I
our
looked up because.
celebrities though are definitely Stephen Fry and
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman. Those count. I mean, I think everybody else counts as actors in the
Yeah,
movie, not celebrities.
I recognized a name. It was the sister, but and then she was in a thing that's like really well known, but I forget what it was because I've never seen it.
And also, there's like Rachel Maddow, who's, I guess, a
Oh, Rachel.
celebrity, but
She did great. She did a
she's.
great job.
Oh, good job. You played yourself.
Some people are not good at that,
That is true. That
as
is
we
true.
have seen.
Yeah. So, but yeah, and I thought Uma Thurman did a great job. I was
She
surprised to
did do
see
a
her.
great
I didn't
job.
know she was going to be in here. I the one thing I was a little upset at is she has a thick Texas accent. Like she went for Texas, which makes me feel like there is no way her son would have gotten out of that family without a Texas accent because he had a nun.
It's true. I
And
mean, I
neither
did think
did
about
his
that.
father.
But okay. It never said where every, well, the dad is from Mexico. It didn't say where his mom was from. So she could have been from somewhere else in Texas. But then the kid grew up in Austin, where the Texas accent is generally less pronounced.
For
So
sure.
he, I mean, I'm sure he would have certain sayings like with his mom's drawl, but I think it is somewhat believable that because his
Oh,
peers would not have an accent, that he wouldn't have an accent.
it is 100% believable that he would not have an accent. I'm saying Uma Thurman's accent was too heavy. I
Fair.
was not on, like, I mean, I really felt like we could tone it down a little bit and feel good about it.
Do you want to know the dumb thought that just passed through my head?
What?
It was to Uma Thurman. Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman.
I'll see myself out.
Yeah, okay. So, and then expect all right, and then here's the biggie, the condoms. Did you notice the condoms?
I did only because I knew the internet was angry about it.
Matt and I had like they had sex for the first time and I went, "Wait, was there condoms?" And Matt was like, "Hold on, let's rewind." And then we're
Yeah,
like,
that's why he was rewinding
"That's why." But so and then
it.
there they were like when they woke up the next day, like they're just the wrappers.
It was
Just
literally just a condom wrapper on the nightstand.
on the nightstand. But Matt did point out if you when we paused it, you could also see the lube on the other nightstand.
I am shocked and appalled.
Oh my
Like, come
God.
on. It was not even. Oh, fucking.
I rewatched that sex scene though, and I have to tell you, they did not pause to put on condoms or
No.
lube, so I don't know when they used either of those
Right.
objects.
For the second time. Meanwhile, nobody, as far as I know, nobody kicked up a fuss when he told his mom, and she's like, oh, okay, well, be sure to use condom. Let's talk about getting you on prep, blah, 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 blah. Like, as far as I know, nobody got upset about that. But no, I'm gonna call it straight young women are upset that they have to be reminded that two men having sex should also wear condoms.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Ugh.
Yeah, I thought that was dumb. That is all of your expectations and predictions.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the movie on the whole.
Yeah.
I would say I was a little disappointed in that I did kind of feel like most of the budget went to Uma Thurman's paycheck. That's not true. I don't think she took most of the budget. What I genuinely feel happened is that they wanted to get this movie done and they needed a big name behind it. And Uma was like, oh, I'm on board. Let's do it. And then once Uma Thurman is signed on, like, oh, a production company is going to do this movie. Like, so she probably even took a huge pay cut. Like, she was, you know, she just believed in the project and she wanted to get it done and she was excited about it. Stephen Fry is probably the same. Probably Stephen Fry was, you know, took a lesser pay than he had to. I think Uma probably only had to come in 2 or 3 days to film her part, and Stephen Fry definitely only had to come in once, and it was
An
for less than
afternoon.
2 hours.
Yeah.
And he didn't do hair and makeup. And you know what? Good for him. And like, so I don't feel like the budget went to that. I don't know where the budget went. I'm going to be really honest, because I do feel like this was like, this was a level up Lifetime movie budget feel. Like some of it felt like really
Well, yeah,
empty.
because it wasn't a like movie studio. This was an Amazon Prime original.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't even an, like, it felt like it wasn't even an Amazon Prime original. Like, I've
Oh.
seen Amazon Prime original stuff, and it was like, a knockdown. So I do wish there was just a little bit more money here or there. Like the green screens really felt green.
When they were green screened onto the balcony at Buckingham Palace at the wedding, I was like, oh dear.
Yeah, I you know, and then when they did the New Year's Eve party on the lawn of the White House, I was like, wow, they used a miniature. I haven't noticed a miniature being used in a movie in a long time. I know they use miniatures in movies all the time, but I noticed it, and that felt awkward to me as a human being. It was like, ooh. And I'm gonna have to
Well, I would
say,
rather that than bad CGI.
you know what? I'll agree to that. I'll agree to that. But also, like, I do feel like our miniature film techniques have. They're stable. That shouldn't, like, I shouldn't have really noticed that. And that felt a little weird. I also, okay, this is dumb. That party, the New Year's Eve party, was too brightly lit. Too brightly lit. Was not happy about that. I was happy that it was Trey Gay. That was a very gay party. And it made me feel like the expectation was that our first son was more out than, but he was almost book level out, a little bit more than that. But like he was, I just, it gave me the expectation as like, oh no, this is a man who's embraced his queer side. But he hadn't.
Also, I will say, during that party, they played the song Get Low, and during the part where they were saying Get Low, nobody got low. And then when they said to the window, to the walls, nobody threw hands in one direction or the other. I'm like, this is entirely unbelievable. So I did appreciate when they had the moment where like everybody did drop down and the two of them were still standing and they locked eyes across the room above. But it was
That
not
was,
in the music where they say get low. I'm
it
like,
wasn't.
just shift the track like 20 seconds and you would have been fine.
I mean that, yes, and that goes back to my budget feeling. Like, you just didn't have enough money to make sure the people doing ADR and the sound effects and everything were getting paid. Like, post-production people weren't being paid enough. But that was a hella romantic moment.
That was,
There was a lot of moments I was iffy about romantic wise. That was a fucking romantic moment, and I loved it.
Good. Good, good.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I thought the sweeping, like, I don't know. Like, I thought the sweeping gestures were sweeping. That was all good. I don't know. Like, I didn't
Do you
really
know
feel
something that
chemistry between these two, except for really in a couple of moments. Like, definitely that moment on the dance floor. But I don't know. I didn't really like, I thought it was cute. I don't know. I just didn't feel a lot of chemistry between these two
Well, it's because you're
actors.
homophobic.
That's a fact.
Something that I really enjoyed was at the beginning, like with the cake part, and then sort of during the opening credits, and then like a couple establishing shots were done as if we were watching it on Instagram or something. I don't know the apps. I'm too old. And so it was very much like visually introducing us to how important social media was going to be to the story. And I feel like that they dropped that really early, and I wish there had been more of that.
Agreed. I thought like social
And then it was
media.
weird too when they were on WhatsApp, which good for them for getting that accurate. But they would show the screen with the messages on it, and then the messages would also appear on the left of the movie screen, like of the film. It's like, why do we need to show this twice at the same time? It was anyway. But then I did like when they were calling on WhatsApp, and then they would like appear in each other's spaces. And they would act around each other because they weren't actually in the same space. That was really fun. Though they kept coming in and out as butterflies, and I don't understand why butterflies.
Yeah, I mean, except for like the butterfly feeling, I guess, when you fall in love. I'm not really sure. But I thought that was actually a unique and interesting way to do it, and I wanted to see that more. One of the things in the book were only in the head of Alex, who's the first son. We're never in the prince's head. Here, though, we get a little bit more of the prince's side, which is neat. But that kind of was what I wanted when we were doing the back and forth on the phone stuff a little bit when they were being cute like that, because we were in Alex's spaces all the time, and I was, on the whether it was on the run or he's in his closet or getting ready or he's in class or he's in bed, like it was always his space. I was like, no, if we're gonna have like the prince, let's do some of the prince's spaces too. Let's see how he's going through the day.
Yeah, agreed.
But it's fine, whatever. We can only like fly over to England once for a museum trip, which is I think the only time that they were filming in England. was
I mean the interiors. I mean you can make an interior, but the interiors looked pretty. I don't know. And I mean the gate scene where they left when they left to go to the V&A, that was I feel that was also London.
Yeah, that felt London-y.
That felt London-y.
That felt
Goodness. Yeah, I mean I enjoyed it. It was fun. When we first saw Alex and there's like, oh, he's in law school. I'm like, that man looks like he's 35, which he
Yeah.
was 34 when he filmed the movie. And I was like, he is not in law school. That man is 35 years old. That man has a mortgage.
Man is definitely 35 years old. I will say though, he's very pretty. He's
Those lashes.
those lashes. I mean, their lashes so were so sexy that they wrote a line in about them. And yeah, what a good looking man.
Yeah. Also, the actor that played the dad, let me look, 'cause he's fun. He's been in stuff and I enjoy him.
Clifton Collins Jr.
Thank you.
I'm looking it up right now, FYI. Like,
They
I'm not.
did him dirty with that haircut. Oof. Oof. That was rough.
Agreed. 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 I mean, and he was like, he was also so barely in the movie. I mean, it totally makes sense. I could have done with him being in the movie a little bit more because he's a good actor. But, he's just gonna be like helpful dad. There was a part of me, because I don't remember in the book that the heights of our love interest being a big deal. Like, I just don't remember that. And
It sounds like I mean, the whole romance genre is obsessed with telling us exactly how tall every character
Well, I
is,
know,
so
and
maybe
that's
it was.
maybe it was, but actually that is why, I mean, it could have been still, but I mean, that's why I feel like it stuck out to me, 'cause it always is a big deal in the books. So, and then that it wasn't a big deal in the books, like But maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. I'm just not remembering because it's been
Yeah.
so many years.
Because
But
that was the
anyway,
before times.
this is the before times. And so it comes up so often in this, like how, because they're both 6 feet tall and, they're talking about who's taller and, it's a cute little back and forth. It was cute in the movie. It's fine. But what I love is so Uma Thurman is so much taller than Clifton Collins Jr. And like,
She's taller than a lot of people.
She's a tall lady. And I just kind of loved it so much. I wanted them to bring it up. Like I wanted I wanted like Alex to say at some point to his dad, like, I don't know if I could ever like him. I mean, he lies about how tall he is. He is not 6 foot 2. And like then to have his dad say, look, we all lie about how tall we are sometimes. Or, our height difference wasn't the only thing that keeping your mom and I like fun things. Like just bring it up, because we all he's a short king. Let's make it so. I wanted them in more scenes together. It was like, more than just like holding hands or like looking at each other lovingly, like we used to be young. I was like, no, give them a scene where they're giggling.
Did they ever exchange lines?
No, I don't think they
I
did.
don't think they ever spoke to each other in the movie.
Like makes sense for the book because in the book they're divorced.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, she's a single
Oh.
mom. Like that's
I don't
part of
remember
like the
that.
whole campaign thing that she's a single lady.
Single
Oh no, or she
lady.
was a single lady, but like she has like a partner who's like he's a no-show guy. Like he's the first dude, he just hangs out. Like he have like 3 or 4 moments with him in the book and that's it. There's a good reason they cut him out of the movie. Like
Okay.
there's no reason for him.
Okay. I
But
don't
yeah.
remember that at all. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought to like reread the book, but I'm like, it's so long. I'm not doing
It's
that.
so long. It's so long.
It was good. I enjoyed it, but it is a long book.
I got a kick out of it. Would you recommend this movie to other people?
I think so. I'm probably gonna watch it again at some point. It was enjoyable. Oh, we saw butt. We saw dude butt.
Saw Dude Butt, yeah.
Not in the context that I would have expected. It
No.
was not in a sex scene. It was
No,
after a sex scene. Yeah, it was fun. I'd recommend it. It of the rom-coms out there, this is a pretty damn good one. Better than a lot. So, yeah, go for it.
agreed, agreed. One thing that I noticed when they are in Texas, just chilling out, reading books together,
Oh, yes.
he's reading One Last Stop, which is Casey McQuiston's next book that followed Red, Right, and White, and Royal Blue.
I saw that. I was like, oh, Casey McQuiston Easter egg.
I know that was cute as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, there was another thing that I was gonna bring. Oh, Matt brought this up. So before they have their they really have their first like sex moment. Alex tells Philip. Prince Philip?
Henry.
Henry. Well, I don't know why I said
Philip was the
Philip.
older brother.
Right. Tells Henry, he says, I want you to meet me upstairs in my room and I will do dirty things to you. Then they go up to his room and Henry gives Alex a blowjob. And Matt's like, well, that's not fair. He did not fulfill his promise.
He's a politician. What do you expect?
So Matt was disappointed in that moment.
Oh, fair. That is fair.
not fulfill his promise. Matt Gunnison, keeping an eye out for all the sexy things.
Yep. And Claire, would you recommend this movie?
It was totally cute. It was,
Yeah.
I thought it was well done. There's lots of lovely moments. It was a good rom-com. It was, I had a good time. I thought it was pleasant.
Good.
Well,
Yeah.
good. Good for us and good for everyone.
We did such hard work watching that movie.
Oh my God.
The people who took the time and effort to make the movie don't know how hard we worked watching the movie.
No idea.
Just I say that quick, there are some movies that feel like hard work.
Just real quick, look up Thomas Flynn. He's the guy who played the brother. He played Prince Philip, the soon-to-be king.
F-L-Y-N-N?
Yes. Just look up pictures of this man.
Oh, they did him dirty with that hair, too.
He did. And let me just say, I think I wanted him as Prince Henry. Like, look at that intense gaze.
Right. But he's also not, like, conventionally movie star attractive.
I guess that's true.
But he is attractive, but he's not
like... He also looks
like
a royal. Like, he looks...
Yeah, that's true.
Which... is unconventionally attractive. I don't know.
Yeah, when you're like, oh, he had his pouty lips. I'm like, so he's not part of the royal family then. Oh, hold on. This might not be interesting. Oh, he was in Bridgerton?
Who wasn't in Bridgerton?
I saw recently. Somebody posted a picture of, I forget her name, but that was Mrs. Whistledown or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it was a picture of her from that. And it was like her, like a 17-year-old terrorizing the London aristocracy. And then it was the next bit was the Lucille Bluth meme. Good for her.
Good for her.
Oh. Thomas Flynn is queer.
Uh-huh.
And then also Stephen Fry. So the two royals who were like, you dishonor yourself by being a homosexual, are two queer men, which yeah. I thought was funny.
Well, no, I think there's actually quite a bit of queer representation in the making of this. Matthew Lopez, who directed this movie, this was the first movie he directed. He's a playwright, director, and screenwriter, and he won a Tony Award. I think he's like, and that was a super big deal when he won the Tony.
For what?
I don't remember. Let me see.
This is my favorite part of the podcast, when we just ramble on about things that we know absolutely nothing about.
Nothing about. Nothing at all about.
Or worse, things that we like half know.
Yeah, it was for the play The Inheritance.
Oh, that is a very good play.
He also won the Drama Desk Award for that.
Oh, did he write
and the Laurence Olivier Award.
Oh, did he write The Inheritance?
He did.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so... That is a big deal. That's a cool thing. But so anyway, it's cool that he got to direct. He got to direct this, like, and of course Casey McQuiston. I believe, like, but yeah, no. I mean, that makes me happy. I think they did an okay job as far as like who they got to like, and like Matthew Lopez was also one of the screenwriters. So, yeah.
Great. Splendid.
Splendid. I don't know if we have much else to talk about for this.
Then we should just stop.
Bam! Over.
Over. Bye, everybody. And done. Great. Okay. Well, thank you, listeners.
Thank you so much, listeners. We appreciate you, you know, doing this little bit of a quickie with us.
Wah, wah, wah. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled podcast for our next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks, Casey McQuiston.
Thank you so much, Casey McQuiston. Thank you,
actor. She doesn't
need us.
She's fine. She's fine.
Perfectly fine. Thank you so much, actors and directors and whatever, all the people who put things together. You're much more used to criticism, so I don't really feel like we need to, like, you know, be too nice to you.
Yeah.
But also, thank you so much, listeners.
Yeah. And I guess all we have left to say is that if you can do so safely.
And consensually.
And in a fabulous lake house in Texas.
Ooh. With, I don't know, I was going to say something else, but fuck it. Keep fucking. Oh, there's no music because Christine is there. Goodbye, I love you!